أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the incidents and the travels of this person called Dhul Qarnayn, about whom we discussed in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبَا. He had traveled a path, he had gone after a path, and that path Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ, until he reaches the place where the sun sets. So here it is quite clear that he had gone to the far west of this world. When he gets there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how far he had gone in so far as the west of the world was. وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he had found the sun setting in muddy spring. And now it doesn't mean that the sun had gone into the spring, but what it actually means that we have a common observation that when we are out in an open field and when we see the sun setting, to us it would seem that the sun is setting at the end of the field. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also bringing to us, that he had gone so far and then the land over there looked like muddy water, muddy spring, and it seemed to him as though the sun was setting right into there. Where exactly this place is, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the community and the people in and around that area. وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا. He had found by the setting of the sun a community, a group of people. When he had come there, and from the apparent verses of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed hereafter, it seems as though this community was a disobedient community to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him a choice. قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبْ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا. We said, O ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Now as Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah has raised a very important issue here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we said to Dhul Qarnayn, so how did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala communicate that? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala communicated it directly, then there would be some possibility of him being a Nabi of Allah. Or another possibility may also exist, that there was another Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, and via that Nabi of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated this to him. If it was an inspiration, then as we discussed, that as far as inspirations are concerned, it will become very, very difficult to believe, as we will see, imma an tu'adhiba, that if you wish to, then you have the choice of punishing them. And punishing them then, according to the command of Allah, would have to be some form of revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will have some essence in it, and hence this is some of the opinions of the ulama. So because this community was a disobedient community to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him the choice that if you wish to, then you may punish them. Wa imma an tattakhidha fihim husna, or if you wish to, then you may place in them some form of excellence. In other words, give them da'wat, invite them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and show them the right path. So hence, that was the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. And from the apparent meaning of the next ayat, it seems as though Dhul Qarnayn chose the second option, was that he had invited them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had showed them the purity of Tawheed and oneness of Allah, the purity of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then thereafter, those who did not believe in Allah, those who were creating mischief on the earth, they were punished by him. قَالَ أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلَمْ. He said that certainly those who commit zulam, those who do wrong, فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُ. In the near future, we will punish them. In other words, first, we will give them the option of bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. And then we will turn him back. So then he will be turned back to his Rabb, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will punish him. وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And after the da'wah, after the invitation, those who have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا and they practice righteously, فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى then for them will be an excellent reward, that is by Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا and we shall in our وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا and we will say to them with regards to our matters an easy affair. In other words, they will be in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the very, very important lesson that despite the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given him sovereignty, Allah had given him power, Allah had given him kingdom, Allah had even in this case given him the options of punishing people or bringing good to them, and he always chose to do good to his people by inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now once again, when we look at this incident of Zulqarnain and we tie it up to the signs of Qiyamah, to the fitnas of Dajjal, and we will realize and understand that our own good and our own safeguard will lie in the fact that we invite others towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the various aspects of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so that we ourselves will be fortified and others will be safeguarded from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.